Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Mandalorian's Mini Talk on Space Dandy for episode 10. There's always tomorrow, baby. I'm J-Ro. Fushizzle is here with me.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And before we get to talking about the episode, there's some news about the series that's worth mentioning, and also some news in regards to our mini talks, is that Space Dandy will be a two-core series. It'll be 26 episodes. They're going to split the core so that the second half of the series, presumably episodes 14 through 26, will air in the summer season or the autumn season. I would expect the summer season, as the way these usually split core shows usually go. And as for our mini talks, what we're going to do is we're going to blog up until the end of this core. So we're going to still do episodes of Space Dandy, but then when the second core comes around, we're not going to be doing the shows weekly. We're going to wait until the series has reached the end, and then we will have a big mini talk about the second core of the series and the overall opinions that we have on the series. All right, now for this episode. This is one of those episodes that I think many of us have been kind of looking forward to ever since we met Dandy and QT and Meow. Are these episodes where we have a focus on a specific character? This time it's Meow, and they go to the Betelgeuse planet to look for a mechanic that can fix the Space Dandy ship. And there we see Meow meeting his family, and he's some siblings, and it seems like he has pretty decent parents and a pretty decent family.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done the whole alternative where the dad could have been angry at the son for leaving, and they went a different route, and I'm glad they did. And one thing to mention is he's got a big family.
Yeah.
Like two sisters, three or four brothers, a little baby, his mom and dad, and they're all living in this little house. It's like kind of crazy, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like overall he came from pretty good environment, nothing, no really checkered past or anything like that. It was fun to see the two of the cats pulling on QT's arms.
Yeah, they definitely did make them act like little children, little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so as the episode progresses, in the first half of the episode, we're just kind of going about the usual business of, you know, we're going to a bar and Dandy's drinking and he's saying that Boobies is his favorite restaurant. And then eventually we realize that things are repeating themselves, and it's very similar to a very popular arc, a very infamous arc, we could say, from Haruhi Suzumiya, where it kind of seemed like an endless eight thing where they were repeating the same day over and over and over.
Right, and even the narrator chimes in that they don't figure it out till like 108 days or so. Mm-hmm. So they've been doing the same thing for that almost 3 months, and almost 4 months almost. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But we should probably mention how they started that was that the beginning with the Gogo Empire testing a new weapon. Mm-hmm. And I guess the other faction, not what they were called, they had a new weapon that I guess shot a laser beam and it altered the, I guess, time around that planet. It's kind of weird.
And surely a nod to Gundam there with the suit design of that particular mech that we saw at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, I was like, when I watched it, I was like, are we going to go full on mech episode? Like, oh my god, is Meowth a mech pilot or something? Like, that'd be pretty awesome. But yeah, like you said, definitely a nod to Gundam in the beginning. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. And so we go through repetition, and unlike that other anime, it wasn't long and suffering in multiple episodes or anything like that. We just kind of saw a lot of different things going on, and them even, like, Meow learning to catch the bottle before the girl drops it at the bar, and then some difference where the girl at the bar says, oh, I actually like girls, and much to the shock of Meow and the disappointment, surely.
Yeah, that even killed themselves. They stole that car, and they tried to escape the planet. It exploded. They died. Yeah. I was like, wow. I mean, I guess time travel, not time travel, but yeah, I guess that allows you to come back to life, which is fine.
Yeah, you can't escape today, and you'll just be automatically revived. And then the thing that they figure out is that at multiple points during the episode, we see Meow's father working in a factory, and he is sort of doing some drilling and stuff of metal, and then they take the calendar and they have him drill through the eight on that calendar, and it comes off, and then that's finally what allows there to actually be a tomorrow for them.
Right, they actually go to Google and they search like, "What if tomorrow never comes?" And there's all these messages on the message boards, and they're like, "Just rip the calendar page," and they're like, "Oh my God, I can't think of that." Like you said, and they're trying to rip it off the entire time. They can't. They use like machine guns, rocket launchers. They try to cut it up, and they can't turn the page. But like you said, Meowth's dad uses the power of the tool, and it actually turns the page.
All right. So this is a great episode, and I think it's one of the stronger episodes of Dandy, no doubt, because it is an episode that I know guys like us were looking forward to with the backstories of these characters, and starting with Meow. It had its spots of funny, it had its spots of charming, and I like the backstory of Meow and his family. That overall he came from a good background, but that he still had his own concerns to deal with.
Right, he's still grounded in his family. He doesn't resent them or hate them or anything. He wants to go live his life and explore the universe, and his dad's cool with that. We've seen it countless times in other anime that the dad is not cool with that. He wants his son to, be the next in line for taking over, like almost like a Silver Spoon. That's a good example for that. They want their children to take over the family business. And with Meow, his dad's just like, do what you want to do.
Yeah, it's
And
good to see
that's really
a,
cool.
yeah, I agree. It's good to see a supportive father figure
Oh yeah, I
in
mean,
the
like
series.
countless anime have like a terrible dad. You're like, oh God, his dad's
Yeah.
terrible, such a jerk,
Yeah.
all this.
All right, so there's nothing else to say. For Fosh, I'm Jero. We will see you next time on the Dandy Mini Talks, baby.